Hello there, my name is Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton with This Day in History. On July 26, 1908, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is born when the U.S. Attorney General, Charles Bonaparte, orders a group of newly hired federal investigators to report to Chief Examiner Stanley W. Finch of the Department of Justice.
Okay, federal investigators, I want you all to get together and investigate criminal activities. I've collected some data for you to start with. I put it all on this floppy disk, and I'm leaving it on top of my collection of magnets for you. I want you to take it and find all the criminals that I've listed in the disk.
Thank you, Miss Hulley. Do you want to come with me? Let us look at the information on the disk and see what it says about the grand conspiracy and where my niece is.
All right, put it in the computer.
Doesn't seem to be anything here. The aliens must have gotten it already.
Those scum. We'll have to find another disk.
Wait. Why don't we go back to him and ask him for the information again?
Surely the head of a new federal bureau has backed up his data onto another disk.
I hope so.
Well, have you found the criminals?
We were just coming to you. The information on this disk is stolen by aliens, we think.
Aliens stole the information off my disk?
Yes. Do you have the information somewhere else so we could look at it again?
Why would I put it somewhere else? That was my disk! I should have backed up my data!
Yes,
oh,
you
no.
should have. Now we'll never find him.
Him, your niece?
The truth is out there.
And indeed it was. However, they never found it because they hadn't backed up their data. It was very sad. Make sure that if you have important data, you back it up, or else you will lose that data too, especially if you put your floppy disks on a collection of magnets. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.